When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Jake, good to see you.
Liam, very good to see you. And it feels, I know we're in January now, but it's starting to feel a little bit like the run-up to Christmas. Few more sleeps.
Yeah.
Because we've not been able to see each other for a long time. You've been in Thailand.
When did I last see you? Early December?
Early December, which is why, if you've not been listening or watching this, the reason we are having just a few episodes on done online is because Liam's been having a lovely time in Thailand. We've all had Christmas, but we are a few sleeps away from one of the most disgusting weekends of our lives. shouldn't really be billed like that. We're coming out to Manchester, mate. This Friday. We're going to knock out some amazing episodes with some amazing Manchester-based comedians. But more importantly, I might end up meeting your dad.
Yeah, you might do. This has been a long time coming. This is something we've spoken about for a while, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
He's very. Whenever I see both of you, you know, individually, both of you always say to me, you say, can't wait to meet your dad. My dad always says, can't wait to meet Jake. And I think it might be a bit overhyped. When you big something up too much, you're like, this is going to be amazing. And then you actually meet in person and it's like, it's the equivalent of the sort of dirty talk over text, isn't it? And then getting in person and just high five.
Well, I don't know if you've ever had this where you really big up a mate and it's like, oh, honestly, mate, they are just like electric. Like the stuff he comes out with, or not even stuff he comes out with, stuff he does, just like mad stuff. Get him there. Like, here he is. What you've been up to? Just work? Okay. Well, should we get a round of tequilas? Not drinking? Fine. Do you want to? You always talk about doing karaoke and what? You're not sore throat.
Yeah, but Jake, but what you've said there isn't a metaphor. That is literally what has happened. I've been saying to my dad, he'll have great crap with him. He's good. I've been saying to you, my dad's good crap. We'll have it. He gets on the beers.
Just not in the mood today, guys.
It probably arrives and needs to enjoy February. You'll probably be on antibiotics or something. We can't be drinking.
It will just be, because the way me and your dad know each other is through the internet. We DM.
Have you?
He sent me a video of, it was like someone in an old people's home, who might have had like quite late stage dementia.
Oh, I know the video.
And they were having someone sing them a song from their youth and their sort of eyes lit up. He sent it to me and we've never met, but he sent that video to me and just put, hey, Jake, you'll love this. And I thought, to be fair, he's got me spot on because I did love it. I did love it. So he's not lying.
I thought it was like someone in a hospice sort of on their deathbed and they brought in a donkey.
That was it, of course. How much have we got on that detail? It was that they brought a donkey in. You'll love this. Yeah. And I thought, does he think I'll love the fact that it's really heartwarming? Does he think that I'll love the fact that it's like an old... I don't know, but maybe it's the donkey
thing.
But
what I like about that is that the only thing he knows about you through the internet is comedy. So the fact that he sent you something that isn't even comedy and go, based off your skits, I think you're like this, some heartwarming video about a donkey in a hospice. I don't know where he's got that. But anyway, this weekend you can ask him.
And also, from what I understand, he's quite a spiritual guy, isn't he? Because he sent me a few sort of spiritual related things. So it's, I'll be interested to have some. You know what? I'm excited to have a little bit of a slightly deeper conversation level than I do with you, to be honest. Can we talk about some real stuff, actually? Deepest chat I've ever had with you is just you telling me that 60% of everything you eat is vegetables and the rest is cheese. And I thought, wow, I'm really getting to know the real you.
Yeah, true enough.
Stands by it. That is true enough.
But anyway, people, if anyone's sick of these episodes, don't worry. Well, sort of do worry because we're going to keep doing these, but the main episodes are back from next week.
Yeah, this is the plan, guys. So we're going to have the Pub Quiz Pod in all its glory with amazing comedians and amazing quiz masters sending quizzes in once a week, free to access. But
every
Wednesday. But we're going to be releasing a lot more of this sort of stuff on Patreon. Mm-hmm. And we want all of your, rather than quizmasters asking the questions, we want you asking questions. Can be trivia, can be anything you want to know. And we will chat about that. And we might even include some stuff about Liam. You've been on holiday recently. You might even talk about that.
Maybe I will. Do you want me to talk about it now?
Well, what was the sort of standout thing for you?
I spoke about the longest zip line in Asia on my last one, didn't I? Tick that off.
Spoke about the mac and cheese. That was good.
Yeah, spoke about that. I found that there was a Toys R Us out there as well.
Brilliant.
Believe it or not. I thought they were gone. The amount of shops which I thought were like UK.
Zoe's there trying to look at some sort of old time monument. And you're like, hey, all right, cast your eyes over here. Toys R Us, we've not had them since the 90s.
Took a picture of that, actually.
Your entire list is things that happen in the UK.
All your favourite things are things that you could have found in the UK in the noughties. Zipline, because you've gone to Go-A. Mac and cheese, you could get that at any street food market. And brilliant, there's a Toys R Us. Next he's going to be saying, oh, do you know what? I just really bask at the marvel of a WH Smith out there.
Mate, there's a WH Smith at Abu Dhabi Airport. I thought WH Smith was so British. I thought it was such a British... There's so many shops that I thought were like, right, that's a British institution. No, yeah. They're everywhere. Boots, everywhere. I just... You know what I mean?
Were you the person like on holiday going around the shops being like, look at that, they got Heinz beans. Look at that, Mars bars. They're there.
We'll have to try that. Buy them all to try.
Well, it might taste different. Tastes the same.
They call Walker's Lays here.
You can tell by the font though. Same thing. You can tell it's the font. They wouldn't be able to get away with it otherwise.
Seaweed flavour Walker's.
Really? Now that is interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Was it nice?
We stayed on. It was actually. It was very nice. We stayed on a very small island for a couple of nights called Koh Yao Noi. Very, very small population. Half an hour boat, like speedboat away from anywhere. There was like one shop there, a few different pubs and stuff. We stayed there for a couple of nights. That was a very amazing experience. I really enjoyed that. Yeah. And we got woken in the night. So it's sort of in the rainforest. Well, not the rainforest, just like a bit, it's a bit sort of jungle.
Really beat himself up there, didn't he? Yeah, not the rainforest. Idiot. Fucking hell, Liam. Idiot. Put yourself together.
Idiot. Just sound like an idiot. It's sort of very, very tropical. Sort of foresty. Woken up in the night about 4 a.m. by a very loud movement on the roof of the apartment we were staying in.
Oh, yeah.
It was heavy. I could hear claws scuttling. Mm. Woke me up. Yeah.
What was it?
Don't know. To that story. But yeah, that was.
It was nearly. Like, it was nearly an anecdote. That wasn't it?
I know.
Components of it.
Well, we'd got back and there was an ant infestation.
Oh.
So we got in and there was loads of ants in the. It gotten in the room. And so we texted like WhatsApp the woman of the Airbnb. It was probably like 10:30, 11 at night.
Yeah.
But we were like. Me and Zoe were saying to each other, like, is that a reasonable complaint when you're staying in an apartment in a forest? There's ants in my room. You know what I mean? Is that a reasonable complaint?
Is
it like going to Antarctica and going, my room's a bit cold?
It's chilly out here. It's really chilly. There's a draft.
Yeah. We were like, is it a valid complaint to say there's ants in my room? Well, yeah.
You've just got to deal with that, haven't you?
Yeah, well, no, we did text anyway. A few minutes later, she was there at the door with a can of bug spray. Took that offer. That did the job. Lovely. Then got woken up by the scuttling. And then there was a gecko on the floor when I got back.
And what was your reaction to that?
It did make me jump, I will admit.
Really? I don't think I've ever seen you jump.
No, I'm normally quite nonchalant, aren't I?
But nonchalant. I thought if a gecko walked into the room, you'd just look at it and say... Fair enough. And then carry on with your day.
No. Jumped onto the bed. I said, Zoe, there's a beast in here.
You jumped onto the bed?
Yeah.
Like a farmer's wife in a cartoon.
Yeah, it scurried across like boat by my feet. Jumped around. Fucking hell, there's a beast in here.
Oh my gosh. How did you get rid of that then?
It went down a little hole in the sort of like gap in the wall and I plugged it with sort of toilet paper. Bang, bang,
bang. Mate, good on you. Even in time of crisis, very practical. Very practical.
It was practical because we were going, how can we cover the hole? How can we cover the hole? Toilet paper, wedged it in.
Bloody hell, you've had quite an adventure. And then how was the flight back? Enjoyed that?
I did. It wasn't too bad, actually. It was two flights. Swap at Abu Dhabi, saw the WH Smiths again. Slept for the first flight.
Two mentions of WH Smith in his story about Thailand.
Yeah. One on the way there, one on the way back. On the second flight, 8 hours from Abu Dhabi to London, I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this time, something we spoke a lot about on this podcast, my lack of knowledge about films.
Yeah.
I watched a couple of films. You'd be pleased.
No
to
way.
Hear.
So which means your total film. That means your total film that you've watched in your life to 10.
Yeah,
if you've watched
double
two.
Figures now.
Brilliant.
Double figures now. I might start a blog. But there was I used like the in-flight entertainment, and there was like categories for the different films, and I went on timeless classics. Yeah. I wanted to watch a couple of classics. I think my opinion towards films is changing. Where I was like, no, I don't want it. I'm now feeling like I think I'm missing out on quite a big cultural thing here by not watching some of
cinema,
just cult classic films, just some cult classics. I don't want to watch everything, but just there's a few classics I want to go, no, I want to see what fuss is about. Shall I tell you the two I watched?
Go on.
Have a guess. I don't think you'll get it. But...
This is you trying to watch cult classics that you think will enrich your cultural understanding of the cinematic landscape.
Yes. Films that I've heard of before but haven't seen, and I've heard people just go, that's a great film, I thought I'd go for it.
Well, I hope for your sake you didn't watch Citizen Kane, because that is boring as fuck.
No, I didn't. It wasn't that one.
I think, did you think to yourself, oh, I better watch The Godfather?
No, but I think you're sort of along the right lines a bit.
Goodfellas?
No.
Shawshank?
Ooh.
Shawshank, no.
Okay, go on.
I'll tell you. So first one I watched, both quite long films as well. First one I watched was The Green Mile.
Okay, sure. Yeah, fair enough.
Second one I watched, Dead Poets Society.
Wow, so two very emotionally driven films there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I the few times that I do fly, I find I get very emotional with the altitude.
Really?
Yeah. I remember flying to India and watching Notting Hill, and I'd seen Notting Hill maybe 8 times already, but I was watching it and I just cried and said, "Why can't you just be together?" I said it out loud to myself.
Really?
Why can't you two be together? Crying.
You were thinking, and you were putting that onto your own life, weren't you? There was someone in your life who that represented.
Well, you know, it's...
Don't have to go into it on the pod if you don't want.
Yeah, happy to go into it, but I won't go into it.
Okay, Patreon,
yeah. If you want to see one of us have a mental breakdown, come to Patreon. If you want to see us sort of bare our souls for £3 a month, come to Patreon. If you want to see me cry into a mug of tears, come to Patreon.
It's all going on Patreon.
It's all going on Patreon.
Get yourself on Patreon.
Fucking hell.
Jake's crying on Patreon.
Liam's finally had an emotional breakthrough.
Liam stood on a ledge on Patreon. Get yourself over there.
If you want to see producer Connor get his cock out, come to Patreon. Get on over to Patreon. The brilliant thing about Patreon is you get content like Diary of a CEO, you get content like Pub Quiz Pod, and you get content like OnlyFans all in one place. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful.
One thing we should do for Patreon, because we've talked about it, let's do it now, we're doing Patreon properly, is Liam's Film Club. Because I want to sort of see your views of Green Mile and of Dead Poets Society, because two films I very much like. Let's do a deep dive into those two films, and also maybe we can do like a regular review from you. But I want to know also, we could do an Oscars special and go through the ones on the list. Let's do that on Patreon.
You know what I'd quite like now that I'm wanting to just watch for cult classics.
Mm.
What about it? Or not even necessarily a cult classic, just films that are just people say are really, really good. What about on Patreon? If we do a thing where the Patreon listeners can suggest a film each week, I'll go away and watch it. Come back,
gorgeous.
Give them the thoughts.
What do you think? Oh, gorgeous! If you've got any films you want Liam to watch, give us a comment and we will both watch them and review them. And also, what we want you to keep doing as well, because this is what we're about to dive into now for the first time ever, is your question and answers. So questions on anything that we can answer. And we've got some. We've got loads. They're all come in.
We did ask for it, didn't we? And people have been lovely. Did you see the comments on the, I think it was like the first one of these apps we put out? Loads of them on Spotify. We called for it. We said we wanted an organic community created very artificially by us asking for it.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, it happened. 14
it
comments
happen.
On Spotify. I was about 6 of them because I was replying to everyone. But
yeah, we asked for an organic community and we get Maya B, this is me organically contributing to the community. We've got Raffacakes93, it's my favourite podcast and community. Alice said, came in from my usual YouTube watching for the natural organic comment for the natural organic comment community chat. Jude, organic community comment. It's a lot of lovely organic community stuff here.
Yeah.
Matt, keep it, are there any rules for the organic community we're developing here?
Good question. Let's answer that. Let's answer that. Are there any rules for the organic community we're creating? I'd like to say no homophobia or anything like that.
Oh, that's so annoying, because my one rule was always include one bit of homophobia.
We can compromise. Maybe every other bit can be a bit homophobic.
Every other bit can be a bit homophobic.
That's the rule.
But other than that, the only rule is there are no rules.
But yeah, first rule of the organic community comment.
Please keep it organic, though. It would be horrible if any of this organic commenting was as a result of feeling forced into it in any way.
Jake, there was a comment on YouTube from Giggly Boosh. Yeah, this isn't just happening on Spotify. This is also happening on YouTube.
It's a movement of organic commentary, guys.
There was a question from Giggly Boosh on YouTube, which I thought of you straight away when I saw the question coming. And the question was, what do you think about the trend of smartphone quizzes in pubs? We've all done them.
Yeah, we've all... What do you mean we've all done? We've all done... We've all been there, obviously. I don't like it. I don't like it. I think there's something really nice about... I mean, but then you just sort of sound like a sort of old fogey, but there's something nice about hovering around the answer sheet. Who's writing the sort of law and the rules that you create amongst your own team of like who's a scribe and like don't touch the pen. He touches the pen. It also feels, I don't know, it's just like, do you know what? It's a really, increasingly, isn't it exciting just to go to any situation where you not just don't have to look at your phone, but you can't look at your phone?
Yeah.
Go to the cinema. Well, you wouldn't, Liam, but you might do soon. Go to the cinema. You have to turn your phone off or you have to like not look at it. Or the theatre or something like that. Pub quiz is another example of that where it's just not even in the equation. So then to bring it to the forefront just seems a bit counterproductive to what could be a nice moment away from the phone.
To offer some balance, just some pros of it, it does eliminate cheating because it does just have to be rapid.
Right. I suppose. But
you don't seem to agree.
Well, then what are we... What, just,
and also...
Sorry,
also, sorry,
I don't mean to... Sorry, Giggly Boosh, thanks.
Go on.
Well, no, thanks to Giggly Boosh for sending it in. I don't mean to shout, but what are we doing here? What are we doing here? Because we've come to a pub quiz. I thought the idea was we get given trivia questions. We're discussing it with our friends. We might not get to the right answer, but the journey has been something that we'll all remember for at least a week until the next time. And what we're suggesting here is let's all go on our phones. And the pro of that is that the questions happen really quick. So actually, arguably, we're eliminating that bit of discussion time. What are we doing?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What are we doing?
Can I say I agree with you? I agree with you.
Mm.
I was just trying to offer a bit of counterbalance.
No, I didn't mean to raise my voice,
just take a breath.
So where do you stand then on this?
I agree with you. I think three little words for you, utter woke nonsense.
It only took 15 minutes and we got there. And do you know what?
Some people might say that, but the only other little detail of the speed quiz that I will just say is quite good for any speed quiz enthusiasts out there is, you know, when you get it right, or the fastest team, you get to choose a bit of music and then the bit of music plays out. And it's a good way of knowing now we were fastest. On came Valerie.
I'll be honest with you, mate. I sort of nodded along because I thought it was quite charming when you said we've all been there. I've not done one of these.
Really?
I've not done one of these. Maybe we should do one when I'm in Manchester with you, but I've not done one.
But the point which I thought was going to be the first thing you picked up on about why they're not great is it just eliminates that. What we like to do on our podcast is work sussing out the quizmaster. It eliminates the personality around the quizmaster.
Yeah.
Because they will just be generic questions.
Exactly.
Just off a computer put in. I think the nice thing about a pub quiz, like you say, the sort of deliberating and the who's the scribe and pass me the pen and don't touch the paper, but the quizmaster. You're taking away the quizmaster and just going and look at your phones.
I've just noticed, Giggly Boosh, that and bear with us because this is the first sort of question and answers thing we've ever done, is that if I'd have actually just read your entire comment, I'd have realised that you've basically outlined the entire discussion for us. You said,
sorry,
what do you
Giggly
think about
Boosh.
The...
My bad.
What do you think about the trend of smartphone quizzes in pubs? You said that. It's obviously set us off. I've then had a big thing about... I've then had a big thing, and Liam said, hang on a minute, it will eliminate the time... It'll eliminate cheating. I've got annoyed about that and then said, but that means the questions aren't going to be as good and you won't be able to confer. And then Liam's agreed with saying, and it hurts the socialising. If I read your comment now, you've said, what do you think about the trend of smartphone quizzes in pubs? I think they're good in that they eliminate cheating as you only have a certain amount of time to answer, 30 seconds in my local. But I find the questions tend to be simpler. There's not enough time to confer properly and it hurts the socialising aspect of the night. Giggly Boots, you hit the nail on the head.
We should have just read that out all in what we could have said. Can I tell you what I thought?
The same page.
Is producer Connor very kindly has, who is with us, by the way, has copy and pasted the comments from different places across into a document, put it into a document. There's a gap between the question bit and then the answer, which I assume is how Giggly Boosh formatted it. I thought Connor had wrote out his answer beneath it. So I think they're good in a way that they eliminate cheating. I thought that was Connor and we were going to come on to Connor writing out an answer.
Written a little script for myself after each month.
That's just Giggly Boosh telling us how they feel about smartphone quizzes. Well, Giggly Boosh, good. Good question, but also good answer. In terms of these questions, we also had on YouTube, M.B99 said, you didn't clarify the kinds of questions you wanted. So I've had a few. To answer you, the lack of clarification is sort of intended because we just sort of want to answer anything that you pose to us. So thank you for sending some in. Number one, do you think people like me or they're just being polite?
I think 70% of the time people are probably just being polite. 30% of people might actually like you.
I'd agree.
And that goes for everyone.
That's across the board. That's not specific to you.
It's not personal.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think that's a really miserable answer.
What do you think then? You're coming from the most miserable person we collectively know.
I think this is a window into you two being online a lot because 30% is so low.
Yeah, but if just people you meet, I'm talking like someone serving you in a shop or something like that.
Yeah, a taxi driver.
Yeah. Most of them don't actually like you.
They don't like you.
I'd like to see them again, but they're being polite, which I appreciate.
You know what? And then also, if you're saying, do you think people, and we're just looking at the world population, yeah, I think probably 30%, I think if that's quite high, that 30% probably don't like you. I think.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Forget it. I'll change your answer. I think 30% of people like you, 70% are indifferent to you.
Yeah. But I'll hopefully still being polite. Right. Number two, we can each take ourselves out of this, but snog, marry, kill, Liam, Jake, Connor, Sam. So
great.
Snog, marry, kill, take yourself out of it. I would go, I'd probably, you know what? I think I'd marry Connor. I think low maintenance, easy life.
You two are going to have a fucking miserable sexless marriage. I hope you know that. A miserable sexless marriage where you just sort of like, you just sit in your front room, curtain twitching, going like, oh, fucking look at that prick mowing his lawn.
That's fine by me because I'm snogging Sam.
Oh! He's
a handsome man. He's producing that. You know what? This is, you know, it's tough. It's a tough question, this. Which Jake leaves me killing you, which feels harsh because I do feel like I'm very close to you. I feel like I'm very close to you. I don't think I could marry you. I think.
Why?
I think you'd be. I think you'd be too much all day, every day. I think once every 6 weeks for a weekend is good. Okay. On the phone every 10 days.
Honestly, don't need to add the honestly. It's just a fun hypothetical question.
I think it would be a lot. And also, I think we would enable each other in quite a negative way if we were married. I think we could fall into some quite unhealthy lifestyle habits.
Yeah, we would. We would.
I think we'd maybe have a little bit too much fun. I don't know if there'd be quite the right balance. Potentially get with Connor.
Yeah.
So you could say it would be too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
Marrying you. And then there's no point in me using a snog on you because I've snogged you already.
Yeah, that's a nice way of looking at it. That's a nice way. Do you know what? That whole little button of the snog thing is like, oh, I have to snog Sam because I've already had that. That's nice. I like that. That's a nice way of doing it, even though it's bullshit. So for me, snog, marry, kill, I am looking at that and it is tough. I probably would shag Connor?
Snog.
Right, okay. So I've I've upped it there, haven't I? I have upped it.
Yeah, you have upped it a bit.
Yeah. Thing is, I wouldn't snog Connor, but I would shag him.
So that's weird because I'd snog you, but I wouldn't shag you.
Really?
Well, both of you are happy.
I just think if I'm gonna have sex with potentially only one man in my life, I'd like it to be
a good one.
Just a big, burly, hairy man. You know, a man's man. And like you say, sounds very pretty. Not that you're not, Connor, but you know, you're a big, burly bastard. And Liam, you're too young, kid. You're too young, kiddo. Too young. I don't want to take that innocence away from your boy. You just stick to your, you stick to your roller discos. So I'd have penetrative sex with Connor. This is the thing, Liam. I might marry you.
All right.
Well, fucking hell. Imagine that at the altar. Do you take this man? All right. All right.
You think you'd just go for it? Let's have a bit of fun.
Let's
indulge.
Also, we know that we would always have conversation because we're in a situation where we always have to fucking chat.
That's true.
But to spite you, I'm going to marry Sam, which is a horrible reason to decide on who to marry. But you know what? Yeah. I think that's how a lot of marriages end up. So off you go off a cliff.
Cheers. Connor, what about you?
I'm marrying Liam because I don't know what that'll be like. Up for the adventure.
Okay, well, you don't know what... Hang on a minute. If by that logic, you'd have to marry everyone in the fucking world because you wouldn't know what it's like.
Well, no, it's more I know what it would be like with you and Sam. I don't want it.
No, you don't know what it would be like with me and Sam.
I fucking do. I've known you both long enough.
What a weird gesture. Right, I've known you too long enough. No one's getting a marriage out of me with your behaviour. I've fucking known you too long.
You're talking yourself out of a snog here, so shut up.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I'll zip it at both ends.
I'll snog or shag, Jake.
Really?
Avoiding Sam. So that's one avoid for Connor. You've not been avoided by anyone.
No, you haven't been avoided by anyone.
Yeah.
Wow.
The rest of us all have. I think that was quite insightful. Number three from MB is it fair to break up with someone because they're mean to their mum? The answer is yes.
Yes. Yeah. Easy question.
Give yourself a point.
Yes. bonus points, but yes. Don't ever play the quiz again.
You're not getting half a point for no.
No.
Number four, can you believe Will Smith slapped Chris Rock? Can you believe it?
At the time, no. As time's gone on, yeah. I can believe it, yeah.
Exactly the same. I've come to terms with it.
I don't think that anything is shocking anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I think you're bang on. Let's not scratch beneath the surface with that, else I think it could just get a bit.
Someone reminded me the other day, or I saw it somewhere, about how like there was a genuine moral panic in the UK about the KFC double down burger, where they got rid of the bun, they just put two loads of chicken on top of each other. That was the big shocking thing.
I thought you were going to say horse meat.
Well, I mean that horse meat went on for about a year. That now would probably make about a day's worth of news.
Yeah,
not a year's worth. And which guests give you the biggest heebie-jeebies? Patreon. That's one for yeah, probably Dan Tiernan.
I don't think anyone gave me the heebie-jeebies.
I've got one, but it's on Patreon. You have to get subscribed.
I reckon we've given a lot of guests the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of, especially with the early episodes where the rating of the quiz didn't just sort of fly by as a fun little format thing. We really hung on the but did you really like it? Like, and what would you rate us? And like, were we all right? And have you had a nice time? Like, that was heebie-jeebie territory,
weird,
big time.
It was weird.
No other podcast would you go on
and then they ask you at the end, did you enjoy hanging out with us?
That's good though. When have you given yourself the heebie-jeebies? I gave myself the heebie-jeebies when I consistently asked BB Cave, like, are all girls into big muscly guys? And she was like, yes, you fucking idiot. Of course they are.
Yeah.
I don't know what, I was like, oh yeah, but what if you were like skinny boy like me? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know, but you were playing into it though, weren't you? You were playing into it a bit though, weren't you?
Well, you're giving me a get out of jail free card there, mate, but it still gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's probably a few bits I've done that's given me the heebie-jeebies, but I reckon they've been cut.
Go on.
So if I said them, it would be, there'd be no point cutting them, would there?
For those of you who, for those of you who've listened to a lot of these podcasts, if you ever hear quite a abrupt cut, one or maybe all of us have done some interesting accents, and that's just part of the experience, okay? One or maybe all of us.
I don't even think we cut the accents anymore.
Yeah.
So let's do one more question before we go, because I can't believe just two questions has sparked so much discussion. So over on Spotify now, we've got one from Alex that says, love the podcast. Brilliant start. Best start. That is the best start for a comment, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Love the podcast, exclamation mark as well, so really means it. What would you say are your top three favourite moments of the odd so far, of the pod so far?
I already replied to this.
We've got a response from someone called Liam. That's you, is it? Can I read it in your voice?
Please do.
So we've got a response from Liam, who replied to the comment on Spotify, slightly taking away how much in-depth we can go into it on the episode, which was the point of it, but that's fine. The live episode and meeting the organic community, Joseph Charm.
Right, you fucked it, because number one, the live show and meeting the organic community.
It's a list.
Number two... Joseph John. Just read that all as one sentence.
You fucking idiot.
I'm absolutely butchered doing him dirty. The live show and meeting the organic community, Joseph
Charmet.
Another go.
Right, hello, Liam here. So my favourite things are the live show, meeting the organic community.
So it's the live...
Hello, Liam here.
He's
used semicolons and then he's used a comma. I mean, all right. No, so for me,
that's
got to be
Connor formatting it. Don't ever go at me.
You're Liam replied,
"Don't ever go at Connor either because he's done a good job."
Love the podcast. What would you say your top three favourite moments are so far? Liam replied, "Right. So for me, it would have to be, and I add that every time differently. For me, it's going to have to be the live show and meeting the organic community." Joseph Charmet, Jake accidentally putting the script on his and Greg's caricature. Lovely. Joseph Charmet, as if it was just like, it's just like a nice snack we've been having. I like a bit of Joseph Charmet, and then Jake accidentally putting the script on his and Greg's caricature. Those are all very good moments, I would say, for me, in my mind. Probably, I don't know, we've talked about it a lot, but the first 5 out of 5, which I still think is Dan Tiernan, so I'd like to put that in. I would say I still think it's in the pilot episode, but you can see it on Patreon. The first Rob Colfer episode when we first got an email from Barney Fritz. Absolutely loved that. Live episode...
That clips in 2 episodes ago. It's not on Patreon.
Oh, great, great. So you can see it 2 episodes ago. I love the live app more than life itself. I have to say, I really enjoyed meeting Ed Jones. I've been quite a big fan of his for a long time, and I thought he was a very, 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 very funny man.
He was very charming, wasn't he? Very charming, Ed Jones.
And then I would say, like, related to the pod, we've had some very, very fun and equally quite bleak moments, sort of like bookending our record. So a bleak thing that I look back on with fondness now is me and Liam sat in like quite a rough caff in Deptford before one of the podcasts. having a full English. Another full English we had in the Victoria pub.
Pissing it down with rain.
First 10 episodes when there were no lights in the room we were doing it in the Victoria. So like we just were doing the podcast in pitch black. There was a night we went to the Irish bar in Deptford, Dog and Bell, and you suddenly like revealed yourself to know the song, the lyrics to every single Irish folk song of all time. You were sort of singing every, it was quite impressive stuff. We've got the dominoes and the Big Dip flew up the wall in the house. Yeah, that was rough.
Good. Yeah. So there you go. You've got about 12 moments from Jake there. I know you only wanted three.
It's been good. But... it's been good.
Yeah.
Well, look, if your name is Emily Davis 293 or Matt or Alice or Rafferkakes 93 or Teddy 584 or Maya B or Katz and Lydia or Megan White or Minnow Dude 6209 or Eclipse of Tusky 93, we're going to get to your comments in the next few episodes because we're going to do these questions and answers religiously because they're so bloody fun.
This has been really fun. Please keep the questions coming. I genuinely quite enjoy answering just the inane questions. Don't all have to be general knowledge. I mean, it can be general knowledge. Please do if you've got any good ones. But main episodes will be back next week. Don't panic. Hold on in there.
Yeah. We're all doing very well.
You're doing really well without them, guys. Just hang on in there. Next Wednesday. Yeah. Should we go do a bit more on Patreon?
Let's do a bit more on Patreon, shall we?
Let's go ask you about the Green Mile.
Yeah, let's ask you about the Green Mile on Patreon. Yeah, all right. Speak soon.
See ya.